Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're going to talk about Rappahannock YMCA this morning with one of our favorite YMCA people. Actually, and you might be the favorite, Sharika Twiner from the Caroline Y is here this morning. Sharika, great to have you here this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. It's nice to be back. It's been a while since we've been together.
It has been a while, and so we're going to catch up on a whole lot of things. One of the things that you're doing right now as we speak, you have brought water in. And again, I feel totally inadequate to say I do not drink as much water as I should. That's a pretty big bottle you have there.
Yeah, today, I always kind of have to change up the bottle I drink out of because otherwise it just kind of gets boring and stagnant. So today I just have a Fiji water bottle from the store. I've other water bottles. You know, Alicia has her big tub of water.
Just huge.
Yeah. So we just, it's very important to stay hydrated, you know, for your health, your skin, everything. I've started working out a little bit more, so it's even more important that I drink more water. So it's something that I always just try to always have a bottle handy. I don't always do the best drinking it all, but having it is the first step. So
because I'll have a cup, and I just take little sips of it, and sometimes I can go a week with that little cup, which is totally...
Yeah, that's not good.
Yes, that's not good.
So
that's...
I'm not an expert on it, but I think that the goal is to drink, I think, half of your body weight or close to it in ounces. So whatever that works out to you. But again, you know, having a cup is the first step. So having access to water and making sure that you're able to drink it and not have sodas or things like that around, I think, is the first step. So having your cup is good, but it lasting a week is not.
Yeah, and I'm not drinking sodas.
That's good, because I know that was a thing.
That was a thing.
Right.
But you pulled me off of that.
It was that
talk about how much sugar is in those drinks
that
pulled me away from that. But I just don't. I'll have water and a little bit of tea, and the emphasis is on little. But and like you said, I hadn't even thought about water being tied to just skin.
Yes. Yeah,
skin health.
Yeah, it's hydrating. So, I mean, I think you start to notice your skin looks a little more moist and or signs of hydration. So, yeah, I think that just having it and gradually, you know, maybe setting a goal of how many ounces a day, starting with some in the morning, some in the afternoon, and just kind of having little tick marks to kind of help you get through it, I think might be easier. But, you know, I kind of, it's ebb and flow. Sometimes I do a great job, other times I don't. But I do notice I drink more when I work out. So trying to increase that definitely makes me increase my water intake.
Well, and I noticed it because a lot of people will come in here and bring drinks, but it's just a regular size cup of something or one of the small water bottles.
Yeah.
You people at the Y come in and you bring big things in. Now, Alicia from the Spotsylvania Y, I don't think anybody beats her.
Mm-mm.
She's got one that takes up half the desk.
Yeah, she is the water winner. You know, especially when she's training. So hers is probably even too big for me to carry around.
So you mentioned, and we'll get into this and talk more as the show goes along, just about getting in shape and working out and those kinds of things. But especially if you are doing that, I guess it is important to keep yourself hydrated so that when you are in the midst of training, you don't all of a sudden become dehydrated.
Exactly. I mean, when you work out, you sweat. So that's a form of your body releasing fluid. So you kind of just want to rehydrate and make sure that you keep those fluids in your body. It's important. It definitely helps me sleep better. There's just a lot of benefits that I can tell personally when I drink more water than when I don't.
I have heard that about sleeping better.
Yeah.
So, well, see, this is why we need to have you in often, just to get us all kind of refocused
on water.
On water, and especially as we head it. And I think we think about drinking water in the summer when we're working out, if we're outside, or it's hot. And it's hot, but it's exactly. just as important in the winter too.
Yes, it is. It is. I mean, and I think for me, like with my skin, especially in the winter, I just feel more dry, and I don't sweat as much if I'm not outside. So I think just for me, having the water handy and available and accessible is again the first step. So we'll have to find you a container that works for you. Maybe not a Alicia size, but definitely not a cup size. So
right.
we might have to find you an in-between that works for you.
It's true. I can just see the way you are. You'll start emailing me and saying,
yes.
"Have you got it yet? Take a picture of it.
Send it on over,
and we'll analyze it."
Yes. So
how are things at the Caroline Y?
They're great. You know, we're doing well. We have a lot of new staff aboard. We're doing a lot of new initiatives. A lot of things that we're looking at already kind of starting to think about next year. So, it's good. We're in the community. Everything is kind of getting back to normal. So we're so happy to be partnering with so many entities in Caroline County. So, yeah, everything's going really, really well.
I guess, as we have talked before, people have things are really back to normal, I would say.
Yes, I would say, you know, from a standpoint of COVID, you know, we're still heavily cleaning and keeping everything safe because mm-hmm. I think, you know, we forget, you know, there is the flu, there's these other things.
Yeah.
So we're definitely staying on top of keeping the facility clean and maintained. But all of our guidelines have been lifted. So we're in full swing with all of our classes, aquatics, group fitness, personal training. Everything is good. We're looking to launch some more community health programs and initiatives specifically in Caroline County. I think the new team, and we have a lot of new team members, so that's been nice to bring in some new, fresh perspectives. So
yeah.
I'm excited about that as well.
Caroline Y is just, it's one of my favorites, just because it just, I mean, you've got a lot of great stuff there.
Yeah.
And if you're anywhere near the Caroline Y, you ought to check it out.
Yeah, we've added some new Sprint 8 equipment, which is something that's really nice. I've actually recently started doing that. It's 20 minutes, kind of a high-intensity
mm-hmm.
Changing workout, either on a treadmill, elliptical, or a bike. So for me, being so busy, 20 minutes was easy for me just to kind of carve out, and that's kind of why I started this time on my fitness journey.
Yeah.
I had kind of slacked off because I was so busy, so
yeah.
That was a great thing for me to be able to wrap my mind around 20 minutes, and I started to notice the difference, and so now I'm able to do a little bit more, but the Sprint 8 is a great way to kind of start.
We'll take a quick break and continue this conversation. Sherika Twiner here, the Executive Director of the Caroline Family YMCA. Family-YMCA.org is the website to get in touch with the Rappahannock YMCA and all that they have to offer at the branches all around the region. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We'll be right back.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Sherika Twiner here, the Executive Director of the Caroline Family YMCA in this morning. The Rappahannock YMCA, our focus, family-ymca.org. There's the Caroline Y, there's the Spotsylvania Y, there's the Y in Butler Road in Stafford, and in King George.
Yep.
And that is the Y's. All great things going on at each of those Y's. We were just having the most fabulous conversation off the air that we can we'll do on the air, just because I think a lot of us, we were talking about the chicken the egg thing.
Yes.
of not eating well and then not having the energy to work out or to just do some, whether it's bike riding or walking or doing things, and all of a sudden you think, well, I can take a few days off, it's hot or it's misting and it's cold,
right?
And it just starts building and building and building, and pretty soon
You're doing nothing.
Yeah, right. The things that you were doing, you're not doing anymore.
Right, and then, you know, it just sometimes feels so hard to start over. You know, I think when we talked about your walking journey, how far you had come, but taking the first step, I mean, you were up to how many miles a day?
Oh, it was five or six.
Exactly. So, but I remember when we first started that conversation, that wasn't even something you could imagine. And I was just sharing that for me, you know, when I stress, it's hard for me to eat. You know, some people, I understand stress and they eat, but for me, it's the opposite. So when I do that, I find that I'm not fueling my body with the energy to work out. And so it becomes like a cycle. So is it, but when I do run or walk, then it makes me hungry. So I find myself eating more. So it's kind of like we said, the chicken and the egg, you know? So I think, like, you know, like you said, just taking that first step and being mindful of the things that we're putting into our body to make sure that we have the energy that we need to not only walk or bike or exercise, but to work and to have self-care. So just fueling yourself is very important.
And especially as we start heading, the holidays are going to be here before you know it.
Yes.
And whether it's Halloween candy or Christmas cookies or whatever, you do need to have, before this all happens, you need to kind of get a handle on things.
Yes, I think that if you have a routine and you're just mindful, for me, I think what's important is just being mindful and moderation. I think that's important. And I think that's what's great about the Y is that we have something for everyone. You know, you don't have to come in and power lift. You know, Alicia's great at that, and that's her training plan. For me, I love to run. I'm now working out with a trainer. So there's treadmills to walk. There's dance classes. Like, we have belly dancing. So I think just having something, a comfort level, a place where you can start just to help make yourself mindful, especially before the holidays. And, you know, the New Year resolution is great, but I think just having a consistent plan to kind of carry you through the holidays is very important.
There's an apple pie back in the kitchen.
Nice.
And normally I would have had a piece of it already
by
this
now,
morning.
Right. Wow.
But I decided this morning, after yesterday, it was raining and cold, and I decided it may be that way, but this has got to start somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I went back out and was out for over an hour yesterday in it, and I just thought, just like that, or if you see candy around, just to start saying no, because like you say, to always put off and say, well, I'll make this a New Year's resolution.
Right.
You could add 5 more pounds between now and the beginning of the year if you're not careful.
Right, and then that just seems like something that's like, just how do I overcome this? So again, just I think being mindful and moderation are the most important things. I think when you set goals, you know, making sure they're attainable and that you're taking little steps and that you can have kind of little checkoffs and understand that we're all going to have setbacks, especially with the holiday, but always moving. I think when we were here with Mary Washington Healthcare, you know, they were saying sitting is the new smoking. So remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I think Marianne said that.
She did.
And, you know, just doing something to move. When you're home, there's, you know, all kinds of things. We have online classes that we offer at the Y that you can do, so you don't have to come into the facility, especially as it's cold and rainy. I know sometimes it's hard. So knowing that online workouts are an option and just getting up and moving around your house, I think, is very important. Being intentional.
Right. Being intentional. And also being having someone that's kind of an accountability
partner
that, you know, are you doing that? Or to know, if I don't do that, some people are going to be disappointed in me.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I think you and I, and
we've
Naomi,
done that
with the Reset Challenge.
Yes, that was
a great way.
Thing.
That's an online tool, you know, that you can go. And I found that when you look at that, you get motivation from other people's journeys. You know, I know Gordon, who's one of the board members at Spotsy, he runs, and seeing him run is just so motivating to me. I used to run all the time, and I haven't had the time nor the energy to do what I used to, but seeing him has made me want to start doing the Sprint 8 and jogging a little bit more. So finding someone that motivates you and that is also going to hold you accountable in a nice way. So I'm working with my team at the Y. And part of self-care, I'm asking, you know, that they work out 20 to 30 minutes every, like, 3 days a week. Our aquatics director has started swimming laps. our youth director. She's going to be working out with me on Sprint 8 as well. Our group fitness manager, she obviously works out. But I think as a team, we're just going to start somewhere. And King George has done a mindfulness meeting kind of for an hour and a half. Someone comes in and talks to us about that. So we're implementing that as well. So just understanding that it's not a physical journey only. It's also mental. And so just making sure, especially during this time, I think where mental health is such an issue, making sure that we have the tools that we need to be healthy all around.
I like that too, because most people would look at, well, you work at the Y, you're involved with the Y, of course you're in shape.
Exactly. And that's not the case. I found, there's times where when I'm at the Y all the time, I work out less just because you're torn in so many different directions. So just making sure that you are, again, intentional and carving out that time, just 20 to 30 minutes is so important. And I think you start to see that things are clearer, that you have a little more energy. For me, again, it's very important. I want to eat more. Just taking that little bit of time and working together as a team, I think, is very important.
Well, in 20 to 30 minutes makes it really doable, mm-hmm. because it's not like you're saying, I want 90 minutes to 2 hours.
Yes.
But like in your example, after you start doing the 20 minutes, mm-hmm. then you start wanting to do more.
Yeah.
And it's just that it's just reasonable goals.
Right. And it snowballs. You know, I think the endorphins, and you start to feel good. You kind of want to do a little bit more. I've stepped out of my comfort zone, and I'm working with a trainer right now. So for me, that's very, it's very different, but it's been great. He's so motivational. He's so knowledgeable. So I'm looking forward to, kind of how I feel in my journey. And in January, instead of the New Year's resolution, we're really focusing on transformations. We have several staff members and team members that have gone through physical and mental transformations as a result of working out and healthy eating. Mm-hmm. So we're all going to highlight our transformation stories in January to motivate people to start in January and transform. So not just physically, but mentally as well.
That's really great. Again, because I think a lot of us look at anybody, if you're working for the Y, you've got it together.
Yep.
And to say, I haven't had it together.
Exactly.
I might know all of this information and I can teach it,
right.
but now I've implemented it myself.
Right.
That is a really good way to it, because a lot of times you just feel like it's hopeless. I remember a few years ago when I was at that stage of I've got to do something, but I don't know how to get started, and I just can't do it.
Right, yeah.
And once you do start doing it, it does make some changes.
Yeah, and like I said, just little steps, just, little attainable goals, I think, are important to kind of motivate you and let you know that you can do it, and then just move forward.
I can still remember you and Naomi sitting there, because at the time we had the sugary drink conversation,
yes.
I was having a number of Mountain Dews during the course of a week. It wasn't every day. I mean, it would take me a few days,
right.
but it still was more than I needed to have.
Yes, and you probably drink those a lot faster than that cup of water.
Yes, as a matter of fact. It was those kind of conversations, though, that made me realize there need to be some changes here.
Yeah, and just, one little change, cutting out the sodas. And then you just realize, okay, well, if I can do that, let me try. And I know you were really big on salads, mm-hmm. implementing that into your diet. And, that's great during the summertime. But I think as we approach the winter and the comfort foods and things of that nature become something of a want, roasted vegetables, they're warm.
Yeah.
So just looking at it as just kind of getting creative with it, I think, is very important.
So you have your water that you're now, you've got maybe a third left.
Yeah.
And so will you fill that up or get another bottle today?
I'll get another bottle.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'll probably, and it'll probably be a different bottle because, again, I need something kind of different. So, but if it really has been successful out of the bottle, I'll get the exact same one. For me, it's a very much a mental thing. So it depends. If I notice I've slacked off, then the way the bottle's looking, the way the water's going down isn't as visually appealing to me. So I'll change it to something that I feel is more attainable and say, okay, if I can get past this, then it's great. So for me, it's a very visual visual concept. So this one's gone down pretty easy. So I should finish this by the time we finish the show.
It seems like it. Yeah. You're attacking it. Well, this is a good time to start making some of these decisions.
Yeah.
Just so you don't start. You like you said, you have a plan for the holidays, mm-hmm. and then whatever the new year starts, you can be. It's not something new for you because you're already doing it.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, and the good thing, too, about the why is as this time of year approaches, we are aware of some of the obstacles and things. So, you know, we're having a health fair coming up. So I'll give you some of those details a little bit later. You know, scheduling certain classes, like I said, Caroline, we're doing our transformation series. So, you know, looking at the resources that you have in your life, whether it be the why, friends, kind of looking at those resources and figure out how you're going to implement those into your life as some of the more challenging times approach. And understanding, again, moderation. For me, there's certain things that I love to eat on the holidays, and it wouldn't be the same Thanksgiving or Christmas without mm-hmm. it. So I'm not going to skip it, but I'm making sure that I'm doing the things that I need to kind of counteract that. And again, everything in moderation, I think, is so important.
And as the weather starts getting colder, if you're not one that likes to be outside mm-hmm. in the cold,
right.
consider a membership at the
yes.
Y, just because.
Come join us at the Y. Yes.
Right, because
yeah.
you've got everything and the equipment at all the branches is just so.
Yes, it is. It's state of the art.
Yeah.
From cardio to weight to circuit training to our offering of classes to aquatics therapy, warm water therapy. So we have something for everyone.
Shrika Twiner here from the Caroline Family YMCA, family-ymca.org for information about all what's available at each branch and how you can get involved with the Rappahannock Area YMCA. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We have much more to talk about, and we will when we come back. It is now 8:30 this morning on WFVA.
I have the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station.
ABC News, I'm Jay O'Brien.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Shrika Twiner here this morning from the Rappahannock Area YMCA, family-ymca.org. She is the executive director of the Caroline Family YMCA, but all kinds of good activities going on at Y's across the area in King George, in Stafford, in Spotsylvania. So all the area Y's are worth checking out, and find out the Y that is closer to you. There is a whole bunch of stuff
yes.
going on. You mentioned the health fair, so we'll
yes.
start with that. And you do health fairs at least yearly, and sometimes I think more than
yes.
seems like there's more than one
yeah.
over the course of a year. These are really good opportunities to kind of connect with the community.
Yes, they are. So every year, MASSET does a huge community health fair. We partner with Mary Washington Healthcare, and this year that event is going to be on November 4th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., and that's going to be at our MASSET location. So I encourage you to go to that. There will be local vendors. There'll be all kinds of information regarding your health. King George will also have a health fair on November 5th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and you can get flu shots, COVID boosters, health screenings, fitness demos, and more. So I encourage you to attend one of those two health fair events. It's a great opportunity to come out as a family, kind of get information on your health, look at what the Y and other organizations in our community have to offer. So we are very thankful for the partnerships that we have that allow us to put this fair on.
Well, and to be able to offer the flu shots or
mm-hmm.
just the things that go on at these health fairs sometimes, I've heard of situations people go to these things and then discover I ought to have something checked, and
right,
then
the screening,
yeah,
right,
turns into things.
And I think we're also busy that, you know, we do take the weekend for an event like this is family time. So while you're there, it's not necessarily that you would have time during the week to go somewhere and get a flu shot. So just taking advantage of the resources that our community have gathered in one location.
It seems like I got my flu shot last week. It's so hard to think about that. It's that time now.
October, yeah. I've not gotten mine yet.
I haven't either.
Like I've wanted to do, being busy. So going to one of these fairs is a great way to kind of spend some time with your family and community and take care of that. But yeah, the fact that it's October already and we're in flu season, I think for me, flu seemed to be a thing of the past because everyone wore a mask and COVID was a big thing. But, you know, just like everything else is getting back to normal, so are the season things that happen. So, yeah, I need to get mine.
Yeah, definitely. So start looking into that. And these health fairs are good. It's kind of like a modeling thing for your kids to show them how important it is to
take care of yourself and
get these checks.
Yeah, I mean, and I think going to the doctor, the other thing is, you know, in our planning districts, one of the issues that people face is proximity to healthcare. I know in Caroline, that's a big issue. We're a very rural county with limited medical resources. So if you can come to some of these things and get the information, like you said, that you need, that would encourage you to go to a doctor if there's something else that you need to get checked a little further. I think it's very important, and learning about preventative care. I think that's so important, and that ties in with a lot of the community health programs that the Y offers, blood pressure self-monitoring, and then diabetes prevention. Those are two things I know, again, in Caroline that are very high concern. So being able to provide that health care in a sense to people, I think, is very important.
I think that's been one of the great things over the years that the Y has been able to provide the community, especially the rural areas, especially when you think about King George and Caroline.
Yes.
And I remember when the Caroline Y went in, how many years ago now, that it really was meeting a need for a rural community. To have a Y is a great benefit.
Yes, it is. I mean, we've been there 9 years. Next year,
9 years.
10. Yeah, I cannot believe it.
I can still remember the ribbon cutting.
We're celebrating a lot next year. I think it's going to be, I hope I get this right, but 50 years for Massad. It's going to be 20 years for Ron Rosner, 15 for King George, and 10 for Caroline.
How about that?
Yeah, it's a huge milestone for our organization and our association. And you're right, you know, Caroline, now that we can get back to the business of being face-to-face with people, we're really looking at being in the community more specifically with the blood pressure self-monitoring, diabetes prevention, and taking our classes and things out into the community. So we're looking forward to that.
Wow, that is, because I remember the days when it was just the Massad branch.
Yes.
And in every instance, I mean, each communities have really embraced the Y, and unfortunately for the Caroline Y, you were just really getting going, and then COVID came.
So we are looking forward to kind of picking that momentum back up, and you know, going back out into the community and servicing people. And I just try and think, as an association, the impact we've had and the number of people that we've been able to touch over this course of time. And whether it be through a Bright Beginning, second grade Learn to Swim, financial assistance, and that number of years, just to be able to be a part of an organization. And, you know, a legacy is something that Barney Riley, our CEO, is working on building. So being a part of that and knowing that we have a footprint and we have been able to touch so many communities is one of the reasons that I love my job.
Yeah. No. And you're good at your job.
Well, thank you.
But the especially in Caroline, where Caroline's such a growing community. I mean, Caroline has grown a lot in the coming up on the 10 years that the Caroline Y has been there. You just think going forward, it's just going to keep growing.
Yes. I mean, there's so many new communities, housing. For those who haven't been, we have a Sheetz now. I remember when it was exciting that we got the McDonald's. So I've kind of been there for 14 years now. So I've been able to see the growth. And being in Fredericksburg, Spotsylvania, I think those things are like, oh, you know, you guys have that on almost every corner. But for us, those are huge milestones. You know, we're doing some road expansion projects in Caroline that will allow traffic flow to be better. So the area is definitely growing, and to be able to be a part of that in a positive manner and impact families in Caroline is really an honor.
Well, and the little community, the residential community was just kind of going up at the same time the Y was, and that's all kind of now really developed around you.
And there's another community going in right behind the YMCA. Pendleton's has expanded. And I know we're looking at the Board of Supervisors in the county, there's looking at walking trails and things of that nature. So there's definitely plans for Caroline County. It's just the numbers are astounding how much it's growing.
So the health fair is November 4th and 5th.
Yes.
Is that what you
November
said?
November 4th at Massad and November 5th at King George. The Massad, the Butler Road location, is 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And the King George location on November 5th is 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Again, there will be screenings, cooking demos, fitness demos. Massad will have a massage clinic. So you can find all of this information out on our website. But we do encourage you to come out and take advantage of some of the benefits.
Family-YMCA.org. And when you mentioned just about the cooking, that's a whole nother avenue where the Y provides a lot of good information on how to cook healthy.
Yes, cook healthy. Part of our BPSM, our blood pressure self-monitoring, is reading labels. That's a big thing that we really do focus on, looking at the amount of sodium in certain things and realizing that a label is per serving and recognizing how many servings are in that can or in that box and understanding the intake. Part of our lean program, there's cooking demos and how to shop healthy. So again, we realize that your health is not just made in a business, in a building or working out. You know, it's also your intake and what you eat. So being able to supply tools to people to help make those decisions.
Shrika Twiner with the Caroline Family YMCA here this morning. Is Halloween, you usually have events around Halloween at the Y.
Yes. So we do have our Creepy Crawly Carnival at all of our locations. So for those of you that have attended, I think this year you'll be excited because we are back in full swing. The Ron Rosner Creepy Crawly is October 22nd at 5 p.m. The King George location will have a trunk or treat on October 21st at 6:30. And then their Creepy Crawly Carnival will be October 22nd. Caroline's Creepy Crawly Carnival will be October 28th. And then so we covered all four of those. So yeah, come out and enjoy those. There'll be costume contests, there'll be crafts and games, and just a fun time for family to enjoy and celebrate Halloween.
You guys do a lot for Halloween, all the branches, and it's so interesting to see.
Like I said, this will be the first. Last year we were kind of back in the groove a little bit, but I think this will be the first year that everything is going to kind of return to normal. So we're excited about that as well. And then for adults, it's not really Creepy Carly, it's not Halloween, but the Caroline Y, as we talked about educating people about our impact, we are so fortunate to be able to do our first signature event this year. We've had it planned several times, but COVID had other plans for us. So on October 18th at 5:30 at the Heiston Bowling Green, we will be hosting a Cocktails for a Cause, which is a bourbon tasting. So we're going to educate individuals on bourbons, as that seems to be the craze with everyone right now, and also educate everyone on the impact programs that the Y offers in Caroline County. So we encourage you to come visit the Heist. It's a great location, and Bowling Green is a great town in Caroline County that's come back to life.
Yes.
There's so many great shops. There's so many great local businesses. So we're definitely looking forward to working with the Heist to support Bowling Green and educate everyone on the Y.
Okay. And the date on that again?
It's October 18th. At the Heist in Bowling Green, and that's at 5:30 p.m.
Okay. Busy time for
yes
for the Y. Are there any other events?
Yes, there's On October 16th, Ron Rosner is doing their Run Through History. That's a 10K run. And then also, this is our 30th annual Turkey Trot. So for those of you all that are familiar with the Turkey Trot, the Y has been so thankful to be able to put that on for so many years. And that's going to be November 24th. It's a 5K as well as a 1 mile run, and that's going to be in downtown Fredericksburg.
30 years for the Turkey Trot.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. So
I can remember when it used to start over at the library.
Yeah.
And would just be it would just literally be a handful of people.
Yes, and it's grown.
It is just a huge race now, where you have it's like running in a Richmond race, where you have to have waves and you get a time.
Yes, there's several waves. I think the first wave starts at 7:30.
Okay.
And it goes, I think the last wave maybe 8:10, but it's a great way, like we talked about, you know, get up in the morning, do that on Thanksgiving, and then moderation, you can do what you want for the rest of the day because you've put in your time.
Yes.
Great way to support the Y and just have fellowship. We're always looking for volunteers. If you're not a runner, we always need people to help on the course and things of that nature. So we encourage you to be a part of that. It's been a great thing for our organization.
November 24th, we'll be here before you know. Now, that is really, I mean, there are so many people who in the community.
Yes.
Who it's a family tradition.
It is. We work with Christian Loescher, who's one of my favorite people, with Arsenal Events, so she's working with us. All of our team will be involved. We have so many members that volunteer and participate, so it is really truly a community event. So if you can be a part of it, whether as a participant or a volunteer, we welcome it.
I can remember in 2020 during the COVID year of how going over to the Spotsylvania branch, because each of the Y branches, I think, had at least Spotsylvania in Mass, it had smaller events.
Yes.
It was so sad.
Yes, it was.
Just to not have the community together like it is.
Yes, yes. I mean, it has been. It's just, you know, we've changed, we've evolved, but it's nice to kind of get back to where we were before COVID. And one of your favorite things, I'll let you know, as the temperature has dropped and we talk about change, I was on our first polar bear plunge meeting on Sunday.
Oh, you're already meeting.
Yeah, yep, and it's going to go back to normal. So in the past, we've done that in waves as well. But we're going to go back to normal. Everyone will plunge together. So I definitely couldn't let the day pass without letting you know.
No, I'm glad you mentioned that. You got me part of the – I was on the Y team last year.
Yes, yes.
And I want to come back.
Yes, yes. So as that approaches, I'll come back on and we'll talk about that and promote that, because it's definitely a great event for Caroline County.
It's such a community event.
Yes.
And every time I wear my polar plunge shirt, I think of how you got me on the team.
Yes, And
I said I would do it, and then I regretted it, and you were not about to let me out of it because I had given you.
Yep, words matter.
Words matter. That's what I was told.
Words matter.
was an interesting conversation with you. Do I really have to do it?
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do. And you're better for it.
Yeah.
You know, it was quick. So hopefully,
and last year was a very mild day.
Yes,
that's
I'm
not
hoping
gonna,
for the same.
That's not going to happen.
We've gotten
often.
Lucky several years in a row. So I hope we get lucky this year.
a lot of things going on.
Yeah.
With not only the Y, but just in the region. Again, you can follow all of this on Facebook or go to family-ymca.org. The Y with just so much stuff going on. Trica Twiner here, the executive director of the Caroline Family Y. We'll take a quick break and wrap this up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Good. Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Shrika Twiner here this morning from the Caroline Family YMCA, family-ymca.org for information on all the Ys in the area. So we started off talking about water. I found my cup. The city police gave me. This is my cup. It's a coffee cup.
Yep.
And I usually start the week with it half filled.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this has been here for like a week and probably a half.
Yeah.
And it's,
no.
Most of it's evaporated.
I love the, like, the emblem and, yeah. and the cup for that.
But it's
and
not,
the organization, but
it's
yeah,
not
I'm
a.
I don't love it for what its purpose. And
I don't
and
love
if it's
it for its
sitting
purpose.
For a week, like, what's in it? You need, yeah, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. We'll have to get you something else. That's just not, that's
okay.
not going to work.
Okay. See, this is what it's like to have a, I like this. This is a, and you're just very, I knew you weren't going to,
yeah.
I knew that that was not going to
no, it's
cut
not.
It.
No,
that,
no.
That's not drinking water.
That's
having a
not,
sip.
No, no. Yeah,
it's
so
coffee
you,
cup.
You need a container.
A container.
Yeah,
that's
not
a good
a cup. Yeah, so
okay.
we'll have to work on that
We'll
for
work
you.
On that. Again, drink water. Start thinking about that and do that. And the thing is, I'll start getting texts from you saying, have you, you have your
yep.
container yet?
Yep.
I need to have a picture,
picture
of it.
Exactly. Yeah. Mine is empty, so I can move on. But yeah, so you'll definitely have to get something.
A
that's,
container.
That works, a container.
Okay. Before we get out of here, again, the health fair, November 4th at the Massett Branch, November 5th at King George. And that's something to look and see which you can do and how you can get involved there. The Halloween event, you got a
yeah,
bunch of those.
A ton of those. So I would say go to our website and look at your location's website, and they'll have all the information on there, or check out our Facebook pages as well. And then the run-through history for Ron Rosner is October 16th. Again, we hope that you can join us in Caroline and Bowling Green at the Heist on October 18th to support our Cocktails for a Cause. The Turkey Trot is in November 24th. Yeah, so just a ton of events. And again, we're just so excited to be able to bring these events back to the community. So check out our website about membership information, upcoming events, and again, look for the Transformation Series in Caroline in January.
And before you know it, the Turkey Trot's going to be here. If you want a shirt,
yes.
you want to get involved. And then the price keeps going up,
yes,
too.
So yes.
if you want to save
yeah,
some money, get involved right
bird.
Now.
Yes, yes. Check that out on our website as well. This year, again, it's a special year. So if you're a runner who likes shirts, I'm sure that our creative director Gia has designed something beautiful for us all this year, so we're very excited with everything that she comes up for us.
Yeah, so again, that's as far as events go, lots of stuff, family-ymca.org or the Facebook pages, all the update too. You talked at the beginning just about all of our fitness journeys and how you've just started with start with 20 minutes a week.
Yes. Yep.
Three times
a week.
Times a week.
Yeah. So, and like I said, I'm working with a trainer now, so I'm looking forward to my transformation. Mine, I'm hoping it to be a little more mental and self-care versus physical. So I've been so excited about the motivation and the education that I'm receiving from my trainer. So just understanding what certain things do for my body and the impact it's going to have has been great for me.
And you mentioned that come January, transformations will be the focus.
Yes.
That'll be interesting. We'll talk about that when we get closer to that. And we'll also talk Polar Plunge in Caroline County again
yes.
soon.
We'll have a lot of stuff to talk about.
Shrika Twiner, Shrika, thank you for coming in. Great stuff, and thanks for I'll get going, and maybe the next time I'll be able to say yes, I have a container now.
Exactly, I'll
water.
Hold you to it.
thanks
for
Shrika.
Having us.
Family-ymca.org. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own, and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear Town Talk anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFBA.